right, you can be anonymous for this because I really would like to hear from you. I'm just afraid that nobody's going to have the courage to call in at 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. I want to know if you've ever fantasized about murder. Yeah. 833-JOE-ALEX. Not actually doing it, but you're just so ticked off, you're so angry. That's it. I really don't want to talk to murderers, and then I'll get involved in your case, but fantasizing about murder, especially killing your boss, is normal. This is insane. Criminal psychologist Dr. Julia Shaw at the University College London said thoughts of killing others were actually a common phenomenon and an entirely human reaction. She went on to say there's been research looking at participants asking them if they've ever fantasized about murdering someone. More than half of people generally say yes, they have fantasized about murdering someone. What are the popular targets? Well, a few of them, your boss. Other one, your ex. Ex-partners. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. You can remain anonymous if you'd like, or just tell us your name. Just let us know what you like, and we'll get you on air. Dr. Shaw continued. She told the Science Festival, murder fantasies are an empathy exercise. You think things through. You imagine what the consequences would be like. You imagine what it might be like to actually go through with it, and guess what your decision generally is. Nah, you know what? I'm not going to do it because those are not the consequences that I want. Now, live the web, girl.
Yes.
In total transparency, mm-hmm. Have you ever thought about murder?
I've never thought about murder. I mean, I've definitely thought about like getting revenge on people.
Who,
or
like without a name, was it like a coworker? Was it a ex-lover?
I've had, you know, ex-boyfriends that I've like thought of seeking revenge on and stuff. And I've definitely had coworkers where I like kind of daydream something bad happening to them.
Mm-hmm.
But it never, ever, ever is to the extent of murder, ever.
Now
let's
go on the coworker tip.
Mm-hmm.
What coworker have you ever fantasized about maybe something bad happening to them?
I mean, I thought we were not getting into that. We didn't have to say who exactly it was about.
Well, no, callers don't. I feel like we need to be transparent on the show.
Just coworkers. Don't worry about it.
Have you thought about killing me?
Oh my gosh.
No, like I said, I've never thought about ever killing anyone in my life. I've thought about maybe like bad things happening to someone or something like that, but I wouldn't say like it's murder. Never is it killing, never is it dying.
I thought about killing two coworkers.
That's crazy.
But that's in the building.
Can we also define the word fantasize? Because you said you thought about, fantasize.
Well, I kind of did while you're getting the phone calls, because I know we got a couple people to talk to, 833-JOE-ALEX. They're saying just to think it out. Like, we get so angry, like, oh man, I want to punch him. But of course, you process it. You realize, hey, if I punch Porkchop in the face, there's consequences for that. Same thing. Now, if you're plotting out a murder, of course not.
When I think of the
of
word-
Of course not.
When I think of the word fantasize, I think about like what I'm going to eat for lunch, like donuts or McDonald's or, you know, Chick-fil-A.
That's what turns this guy on.
So I don't fantasize about murders because that's bad. That's rude and mean.
Of course.
I don't even think it's rude and mean. Like, I just like, I never go there. I'm not that dark of a person. I don't think about like murders or like death ever.
833-JOE-ALEX. You guys are such liars. Kayla, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What do you think? You ever thought about, you know, giving somebody the good old shiv?
Oh, absolutely.
Hell yeah.
I think it's like healthy to think about it so you don't let all that anger build up, but it's like you draw the line when you start planning it. You know what I mean?
Of course. Oh. That's not a fantasy. That's becoming a reality.
Yeah, but I mean, with all the movies and TV shows that are out there, it's kind of hard not to picture some of the people in your life in those situations. You know what I'm saying? Like,
see, that's people, almost...
Sorry.
No, go ahead.
People that make up those shows obviously fantasize about those kind of things. That's how they produce, you know, the material for it.
Great point.
Kayla, now that we know your name, I don't want to actually you to name anybody, but if you thought about a coworker or a significant other, like in the past, a family member, you're like, man, I could really give it to them.
Oh, definitely. Like the people, I've had an ex cheat on me before, so I was like, oh yeah, there's multiple things I could do to him, you know?
But see, when I've had an ex cheat on me, I just thought about like, you know, I could call, like I can make it so he gets a DUI, so then like his life is like ruined.
So that's how you get revenge.
So he thinks his life is ruined. I mean, it's not really, but yeah, that's how I thought about revenge. But like, I don't fantasize about like murder, or I've never fantasized of like actually hurting someone. Which I think that because of all of the true crime that is out there, all of the nasty, grotesque details that we hear mm-hmm. in like movies and TV shows of all of these deaths, it's normalizing this kind of violence and like murder and everything like that. And it's desensitizing us, which maybe that's why there is like a spike and why they're saying it's normal to fantasize about all this kind of stuff.
Poor child.
I don't think it is.
You're the nice guy. You've never thought at all about like doing anything to somebody that's wronged you? A lover, a family member, a coworker.
I literally couldn't, no, I couldn't think of killing
anyone. God, of all the days Alex isn't here, I guarantee you Alex can line up every guy she's dated and talk about how she'd kill them.
Yeah, no, and there's a personality that I like on this reality TV show I like, and she will like literally go into description. She's like, I would pull out every single tooth of theirs.
Oh my gosh.
Like, yeah, she goes into like gruesome, and she's obsessed with like murder mystery and like murder podcasts and things like that.
Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
Good morning. I'd rather
share. Anonymous? Okay, Anonymous. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. Have you thought about maybe a coworker or a family member or an ex?
So my story is a little bit about a family member, and unfortunately, it's like a half-uncle.
Okay.
So I'm a grown adult, and my mother and I are about 20 years apart, and we were talking once. And she had told me that her half-brother, unfortunately, had molested her when she was a child.
Ooh.
And he was just a horrible human being, lived off government money, addicted to drugs, took money from my grandparents, just an awful, awful person. And unfortunately, I was like, you know, he's just worthless, and wouldn't it be amazing, like, if something happened to him while he was doing these drugs and... You know, he just didn't make it. And sad to say, like, I feel horrible that, you know, less than 2 years ago, he died of an unfortunate drug overdose.
Oh, my God.
And I didn't feel bad.
You didn't feel bad. Do you feel like you thinking about that made that happen?
Like manifested it?
I think it was bound to happen.
Okay, that makes sense. And I mean, obviously, we're not advocating, of course not, but this is what the psychologist says. To have those thoughts are normal. You don't act on them. You don't plan out how you're going to do it. But I mean, I found out, I won't say who, but I'll say a family member I know, when I found out that they were raped, and there's nothing I could do about it. It was way back in the past. I don't know if I would, but I would want to kill the person. I'm still angry when I think about that, and that person was a victim, and I can't even imagine what that experience, how traumatic it was. But I think that's something that we all go through. So if you've ever thought about, man, it's a Monday, I could really kill one of my coworkers today because they're on my last nerve, don't do it, of course. But know that, hey, you're not alone. You're not like a total weirdo or psycho. Now, as we mentioned, if you start planning things out, yeah, you might want to go talk to a therapist for sure. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.